Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are here joining us for our lesson about February. Yes, we have a lot to learn about this month, the month of February. Well, when you think about this month, when you think about February, what comes to mind? Nathaniel, what do you think about when you think about February?
Well, I first think that it's pretty cold. It's a pretty cold month, February.
What about you, Carolyn? What do you think about when you think of February?
I also think of cold and snow. Lots of snow and snow days. No school.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Snow days. Well, of course, you want to stay careful during snow days or any kind of storm. What do you think of when you think about the month February? I do think about Valentine's Day. It is February 14th, and it's something that we're going to talk about in today's lesson. We'll learn about that and much more. So let's get started with our first reading for the day.
February, the shortest month of the year, has a lot to offer. In the West, February brings Valentine's Day to mind. Indeed, Americans alone exchange over 150 million Valentine's cards annually. In addition, over 58 million pounds of chocolate candy are sold around this celebration of love. Maybe that is why February is National Chocolate Lovers Month in the U.S. In the East, people think of Lunar New Year, which often occurs in February. Most return home to celebrate this important holiday with their families.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. What month has the fewest number of days and comes after January? Why, February, of course. In today's article, we'll learn some new facts about this very interesting month. Before we begin, let's look at our vocabulary. Annually. Annually is an adverb. A meeting of all the major companies in our industry is held annually. Predict. Predict is a verb. No one predicted that our team would beat such a good team. Shadow. Shadow is a noun. In the evening, shadows look longer because the sun is so low. Humility. Humility is a noun. I really admire that writer's humility. He's famous, but he asks questions and admits when he's wrong. Our more information words are groundhog. Groundhog is a noun. Leap year. Leap year is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's learn more.
The shortest month of the year has a lot to offer. Yes, February is the shortest month of the year, with usually just 28 days. Now, the first sentence of this article says, in the West, February brings Valentine's Day to mind. Now, is that true for you too? Gabe, you mentioned that you thought of Valentine's Day. What do you think of when you hear Valentine's Day, Carolyn?
Well, when I hear Valentine's Day, I think of chocolates and roses and maybe going out to dinner, something very romantic, but also maybe just giving a Valentine's Day card to my friends.
Sure, yes, all of those things are part of Valentine's Day. And now I think that Liz has something to tell us in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We read in today's article, February brings Valentine's Day to mind. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase, brings to mind. It means makes people think of. So today's sentence just means February makes people think of Valentine's Day. This phrase is most often used in formal situations. For example, to many Americans, talking about Chinese food brings fortune cookies to mind. Or, the mentioning of Paris brings the Eiffel Tower to mind. So, when talking about something automatically makes people think of something else, then you can use this phrase. And if you look at today's grammar tip section, you'll find more example sentences there. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we continue with our article. Indeed, Americans alone exchange over 150 million Valentine's cards annually. Indeed, they do. And indeed, we want to talk about this word. It's an extra word. Indeed. It kind of means for sure, or in fact, or it's true. Indeed. But how else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, I indeed do know how to use this word.
Yes, you do.
I might say, well, I do indeed like chocolates. You don't have to put indeed at the beginning of the sentence. It can also go in the middle.
That's a good way to put it. You can put it in the middle. I do indeed like this chocolate. Nathaniel, how do you use this word indeed?
And not only can it be at the beginning or the middle, it can also be at the end. February is a cold month indeed. It's very cold. Used for emphasis there.
February is a cold month indeed. I also hear this word just used alone. If you just want to agree with somebody, they say something and you agree, you could say indeed. But usually I hear British people saying this word more than Americans or other English speakers. Indeed. It does make me think of people from England for some reason. Well, let's continue. We do have a word bank word right here in this sentence. It is annually. Annually, this is an adverb that talks about something that happens every year. Of course, there is a February 14th every year. People celebrate this annually. How do you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, every spring, my mom works in her garden, so she works in her garden annually. It's a yearly event.
All right, she does that annually. Do you do anything annually, Nathaniel?
Well, I guess there are a lot of things that I do annually. My family likes to go to the beach at least annually, sometimes more than once during a year.
All right, so there's different things that you could do annually. You could have like an annual vacation that Nathaniel was just talking about, or you could maybe celebrate something like a holiday annually. So you can use that word as an adjective as well. A-N-N-U-A-L is the adjective. You do something annually, it is an annual activity. We continue. In addition, over 58 million pounds of chocolate candy are sold around this celebration of love. Those are some big numbers, you guys. We have 150 million Valentine's cards annually, and also 58 million pounds of chocolate candy. Which one would you prefer getting, a card or chocolate, Carolyn?
Well, the card would last longer and might mean a little bit more, but chocolate is pretty delicious.
Yeah, what about you, Nathaniel? Are you a big fan of chocolate?
Well, chocolate is more meaningful to me than cards, too, I think. Unless the cards are really well written, maybe.
Nice. Okay, so what do you like to do? How do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Do you write a card to contribute to the 150 million other cards that are out there? Or do you like to buy people chocolate or something else? Well, we continue. Maybe that is why February is National Chocolate Lovers Month in the U.S. It's National Chocolate Lovers Month. That means there are probably a lot of chocoholics out there. Let's spend some time with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud right now.
February is National Chocolate Lovers Month in the United States. And friends, if you're a real chocolate lover, we have a word for you. Chocoholic.
That's right. Chocoholic is one of a number of recent words formed by analogy with alcoholic, which refers to a person addicted to alcohol. Since alcoholic became an English word, it has been chopped up, and the suffix aholic is now added to other words to refer to people with various kinds of addiction.
Now, addiction may be too strong a word here, but if you're someone who just can't get enough chocolate, well, you're a chocoholic.
So unlike alcoholic, which is serious, chocoholic is more of a fun word we can use to describe someone who craves chocolate a lot. What's another word with this suffix, Steve?
Okay, I'll give you two, Ken. Workaholics, those are people who are unable or unwilling to stop working, and for some reason, workaholics happen to be mostly men. And then there are shopaholics. Those are people who are really into shopping. One phrase that comes to mind when I think of shopaholics is shop till you drop.
And I assume shopaholics are mostly women?
I'd say you assume correctly, Ken.
真的坑文讲到二月在美国是巧克力爱好者月。巧克力爱好者除了讲 chocolate lover, 也可以用 chocoholic。这个字其实来自 alcoholic, 酗酒者。自从 alcoholic 成为一个英文单字后，就有许多不同的字采用 aholic 这个字尾来表示有某种癖好或沉溺于某种活动的人。像 workaholic 就是工作狂。Shopaholic 就是喜欢 shopping 的购物狂。当然 chocoholic 并没有 alcoholic 那么严肃，它通常是用于一些诙谐的场合。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Continuing in the article, the next sentence says, In the East, people think of Lunar New Year, which often occurs in February.Now that's true, in the East mostly is where Lunar New Year is celebrated, but Carolyn, isn't this celebrated in the United States as well?
Yes, there are a lot of big cities in the United States who also have Lunar New Year's celebrations because they have large populations of people from other countries that celebrate Lunar New Year.
And of course it's also called Chinese New Year or something like that. And it says often this celebration occurs in February,That's because sometimes it does happen towards the end of January as well. I guess it all depends on where the moon is in the sky, how full it is at that time of year.
The next sentence says, most return home to celebrate this important holiday with their families. I wonder if that means they might actually even go to a different country to celebrate this holiday at times.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it says they return home to celebrate with their families. So home could meanAnything. Actually, what do you think of when you think of the word home, Carolyn?
Well, here in Asia, I think, well, my home is my apartment. But if I were to return home for a holiday, I would probably go back to the United States to my parents' house and celebrate with my family.
All right. This word home actually brings up different ideas in my mind, having grown up and moved around a lot growing up.So I don't think of home as necessarily one place, but usually I do think of it as where my family is, or where my family spent most of my life. Nathaniel, what do you think of when you think of home?
Well, I feel like that the longer I live, the harder it is to actually choose a place to call home, but I do connect home more with people than with a certain place. I feel home when I'm with a certain group and not necessarily being in a certain country or a certain town. Well, moving on, I think it is time to see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 annually 这个副词。ANN 这个字根有年的意思，所以 annually 是指每年底或一年一次底。例如 job performance is evaluated annually in this company. 这家公司每一年度都会评估员工的工作表现。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 annual, 意思是年度的或者是每年一次的。例如 annual budget 是指年度预算，或者是 annual income 是指年收入。接下来我们看下一个句子，一开始的 in addition 这个副词片语， addition 是指增加，但是 in addition 是指除此之外，况且或者是另外，通常前面都已经有了一个叙述，然后在 in addition 后面的句子是用来补充前面的句子。例如 Peter is the head of three companies. In addition, he's also the chairman of many charity organizations. Peter 是三家公司的老板， 除此之外，他还是慈善机构的主席。
So far, we've learned of three different kinds of holidays that occur within February. The first, of course, is Valentine's Day, probably the most popular and well-known. Second is National Chocolate Lovers Month, which maybe a lot of people don't know about. And last, there was Lunar New Year, which, of course, is popular in the East, but is celebrated around the world also. Let's continue to learn about what happens in February with the second reading of this article.
February. While Groundhog Day, February 2nd, would not count as an important holiday, people enjoy the fun. A groundhog or other furry creature predicts the coming of spring on this day. If it sees its shadow, people can expect 6 more weeks of winter. If it doesn't see its shadow, an early spring will come. February's flower is the violet, which represents faithfulness and humility. The amethyst, February's birthstone, represents sincerity. Every 4 years, there is a February 29th, but February still remains the shortest month. School children learn this through an English rhyme. 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, excepting February alone, which has 28 days clear, and 29 in each leap year.
We're learning some interesting facts about February here. The first one is about Groundhog Day. Let's read that first sentence together. While Groundhog Day, February 2nd, would not count as an important holiday, people enjoy the fun. That's right, it's not a huge holiday, but what can we learn about Groundhog Day, Carolyn?
Well, it says a groundhog or other furry creature predicts the coming of spring on this day. So a groundhog is kind of like a giant squirrel that lives in the ground. It's a member of the squirrel family. But we see in this sentence a key word from our word bank, predicts. And if you predict something, then you think it will happen in the future. Gabe, what can you predict?
What can I predict? Well, I cannot predict the future, I can tell you that. It's hard to predict the future. I know some people try to say that they can predict the future. Sometimes I like to predict what someone might say about something. The more that Nathaniel, Carolyn, and I work together, we can kind of predict who will speak next and what we might say. For instance, I predict that Nathaniel will talk next. Nathaniel, how do you use this word predict?
Oh, what a good prediction,
Cade. Yes.
Well, I think that every day on the news, someone predicts what the next day's weather will be like.
All right, so there's someone that predicts the weather. That's the weather forecast. Well, we're learning about this groundhog, this furry creature related to the squirrel, yes? And we continue, if it sees its shadow, people can expect 6 more weeks of winter. But what if it doesn't see its shadow, Nathaniel?
Well, if it doesn't see its shadow, an early spring will come. So this is the way that it predicts what the weather will be like or what the season will be like following Groundhog's Day.
All right, so we see a word there. It's a very important word for Groundhog Day. It is the word shadow. Right from our word bank, your shadow is, it's that dark spot around you when the light from the sun is on the other side. There are shadows all over the place. If you just look around where there's no light, there's probably a shadow from an object. How do you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, you could say, I can't see my shadow. There's no light if you're in a dark room. Mm-hmm. Or if there is light shining on a wall, you could make a shadow puppet with your hand.
All right, a shadow puppet. Yeah, that sounds fun. This makes me think of another word, shade. Nathaniel, can you talk about the difference between shadow and shade?
Yes, well, we talked about shadow being kind of a dark area where there isn't light, but a shade can be a different form of a color. Maybe there's a darker blue and a lighter blue. Those would be called different shades of blue.
Different shades of blue. So you've got shadows and shade. Of course, you might also rest in the shade of a tree, the tree's shadow. It's a bigger shade, and it usually means that something cool. It's a little cooler than the rest outside. Well, we're learning about Groundhog Day, but we're also learning about February's flower, which is the violet. Our article continues, the violet represents faithfulness and humility. Humility is also from our word bank. Carolyn, can you talk about this word, please?
Well, if you have humility, it means that you are humble. You don't brag about things that you can do. You are very humble.
You're very humble. No, you are, Carolyn. You're very humble.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I guess I have a lot of humility.
Well, don't brag about it.
Whoa.
Yeah, keep the humility. No, it's true. We sometimes joke about if someone has humility, they can say everything, but they can't say, I'm a humble person, because that would mean they don't have humility. However, humility is a good thing to have. It's good to have faithfulness and humility. Well, Nathaniel, how does our article continue?
It continues by saying, the amethyst, February's birthstone, represents sincerity. Now, if you have sincerity, or if you are sincere, it means you're caring, you're honest, you mean what you say, you do what you think is important. Those are both parts of sincerity. But this amethyst, this birthstone, I just found out that Carolyn is actually wearing the amethyst today.
Yes, the amethyst is a small purple-colored quartz stone, and I have one on my necklace here today.
Well, it's very nice. It's a nice-looking amethyst necklace, Carolyn. It looks like Carolyn is a person of sincerity and faithfulness and humility. Well, let's continue. Carolyn, actually, would you like to continue our article for us?
Sure. It says, every 4 years, there is a February 29, but February still remains the shortest month. Yes, so despite the fact that February gets an extra day, it is still the shortest. It still remains. And let's look at that phrase, still remains the something. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, if something remains something, that means even after everything else is considered, it's still this way. For instance, I might say, people come and go, but you remain my constant friend. You're still my constant friend. Is there another way you could use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, there are other words connected to remain. Mm-hmm. We might say remainder. The remainder is what's left over. That's another form of this word. It's a noun.
All right. And February still remains the shortest month. Well, friends, we have a rhyme here. School children learned this through an English rhyme. And let's read this all together, okay? Here we go. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, excepting February alone, which has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year. All right, that has some old English. The word hath really means has, and I think you can figure out the rest of what this poem means. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy some time with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 predict 这个动词。PRE 这个字首有提早的意思，所以 predict 是指预测或者是预料。例如 ,it's hard to predict which team will win the game. 很难预测这场比赛哪个队伍会赢。它的名词是字尾加上 ION 变成 prediction。例如 ,the woman made a prediction about the date of the end of the world. 这位女性对世界末日的日期做了预言。最后我们来看的是 humility 这个不可数名词。Humility 在这里是指谦虚或者是谦逊。例如 ,the movie star's humility made his fans love him even more. 这位电影明星的谦虚让他的影迷更加的爱护他。他的动词是 humiliate, H-U-M-I-L-I-A-T-E, 意思是侮辱或者是使丢脸。例如 ,the boy was beaten and humiliated by the bully for years.这个男孩好几年来都被这个恶霸殴打并且侮辱。And let's get back to our program.
Though we've talked about a lot of holidays already, there are actually some other very important holidays in February for the United States. What is one of those, Carolyn?
Well, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is in February, so the month is remembered as Black History Month.
And also on the third Monday of every February, we celebrate President's Day. So in this month, that falls on February 20th, those are some holidays that you might celebrate in the United States.
Yes, those are very important historical holidays for February. Well, we hope that you enjoy February and have some holidays of your own. We want to say goodbye and see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Huck was always willing to join in anything that was exciting and didn't cost money.
Where are we going today?
He wanted to know. Tom thought.
Almost anywhere,
he said.
Let's try the haunted house. There's sure to be treasure there.
I don't like ghosts and spirits and things,
said Huck.
But Huck, ghosts only move around at night. They won't stop us digging in the daytime.
Huck had to agree. So they got two very old spades, and on Saturday afternoon they set out for the haunted house. Nobody had lived there for a very long time. It looked so sad, and there was such silence that the boys were afraid to go in at first. Then they went slowly to the door and looked in. They saw a room without a floor. A few weeds were growing inside. There was no glass in any of the windows. The stairs were broken and dangerous, and the old fireplace was useless. With their hearts beating fast, the two boys went in. They spoke in whispers, and they were ready to run out if they heard a sound.